Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Ayin Tes Omud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to conclude the beautiful Simon Tuf Tes Vav today. We began this Simon yesterday with the Sif Aleph. We read part of it, which talks about the very first part, Ein Ma'arvim Eruvi Techumim Eladvar Mitzvah. A person is only allowed to make his Eruv Techumim for the purposes of doing a mitzvah. And we had explained that that would include certain things, and we did this in the Mishnah Berurah Sif Karn Aleph. So we'll pick up right from there. What are examples of Dvar Mitzvah? Kigon, Shoyerotze Lelech Lebeis HaEvel. Person Rachman Lassan has to go visit a Shiva house. Now, Bekoshi, Hitiru Chachamim, with great difficulty, the rabbis did permit people to go to a Beis HaEvel. And there are sometimes requirements and needs for the Beis HaEvel. So to go take care of the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim, you would be allowed to make an Eruv Techumen. Or alternatively, for hopefully a much better reason, O Lebeis HaMishta, to go to a wedding party. So one would be allowed to go to the wedding if you needed to make an Erev Techumim in order to get there. The Mishbur explains in Siv Kotten Beis, the Hu Hadin, this would include as well in the mitzvah of a wedding, Sudas Erisin. They used to have the first stage of the marriage, the Erisin or the Kiddushin stage, a year or up to a year before the actual Nisuin, the second stage of marriage. The woman is 100% halachically considered married to her husband during that, after that first stage, but she's not allowed to live with her husband until she has Nisuin. So if they used to have a Sudas Erisin, that's considered a Dvar Mitzvah as well. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, says, O Sudas Kinyan. This would be something like a Suda that they have, even nowadays, people have a Sudas Tenoyim, where they sign the Tenoyim. In many weddings, they sign the Tenoyim at the Chosin's Tish itself. There are those that still have the custom that they make the Sudas Tenoyim at a previous time and arrange to all come to the wedding together. So that's also a shtickle mitzvah over here, a little bit of a mitzvah. And Shenogim Lassos Akshav, he says the people still do these Sudas Erisin or Sudas Kinyan today, separate from the actual chasana, from the Nisuin. And there, Shagam Elu Sudas Mitzvah. The Mishnah says these are also considered Sudas Mitzvah. Then he tells us, in addition, there are other types of situations as well that are called under the mitzvah of Nisuin, the Beis Mishta Shel Nisuin. And this includes Nisui Bas Koin Yisrael. If you have a daughter of a Kohen who marries a Yisrael, so ideally, in the most perfect situation, a Bas Kohen should marry a Kohen. But if she marries a Yisrael, and that Yisrael is an Am Haaretz, or Obas Talmidei Chacham, or if the daughter of a Talmid Chacham marries also Am Haaretz, those are not considered ideal situations, Eino Sudas Mitzvah. And in this regard, they would not be considered something that you could make an Erev Techumen for. They're not considered a Sudas Mitzvah. Dershu footnote number 2 does bring down over here that if you're doing Shiros and Sishbachos over there, the Tosefta Shabbos says that it is considered a Sudas Mitzvah in that situation. And he brings this based upon the Mogen Avram, and he says, therefore, Yesh Lahatir La'orev Kidei L'Lechus L'Sham. So the bottom line is, you can make such a Erev Techumen to attend such a wedding as well. He brings down from Machzis HaShekel that there may be reason to disagree with that psak, but the bottom line is, I would say, L'Maisa, Sov, Yesh Kan Gam Inyan Simchas Chosan. We conclude that there is still a Simchas Chosan over here. It's a kosher marriage, and therefore, Machma Zeh Nechshav Shema Ariv Letzorach Mitzvah. It's still considered that you can do this because it's a mitzvah to attend such a thing, and therefore you can make an Erev Techumen. He brings down the Mishnah Berurah Uchuas Chavas Yor Kos of the Achshav Ein Lanu Ami Haaretz. Nowadays we don't even have this din of an Am Haaretz. Today our Am Haaretzim are not like the Am Haaretzim of those days. Shedibru Chachomim Kan, that you can't go to such a wedding because it's not a good thing, and our Am Haaretzim are different. He says, unless Imlo Kishia Dua Shem Ezalzul B'Mitzvos. These are people that are truly, truly bad people. The Sharat Tzion Ozvav, the Chofetz Chaim brings down, Hem Griye Me'amoretz, they're even worse than Amoratzim over here. Shem Ezalzul B'mitzvos, they desecrate and they make fun of the mitzvos. The Lo Adifa Me'amoretz HaMuska B'Shas, these people aren't any better off than the Amoratzim that are considered in the Shas, that you shouldn't go to their weddings. And certainly, however, the Mishmur says, V'kol Shekein Imhu Bas Amoretz Li Amoretz, if it's the same level, if it's not Amoretz's daughter marries another Amoretz, so then L'kuli Amoharisu this mitzvah. That is something to celebrate about, that is a chasana, that is a mitzvah, and you can attend such, and if you need to make an Erev Techumen, you'd be allowed to do so. However, if you know at this wedding, since they're not Tamidei Chachamim, they don't know the proper way to act, and they're going to act inappropriately, and the Yeraktu Shom Bachurim Uvesulus Yachod, there's going to be mixed dancing over there, so then Chofetz Chaim says, Bevadai Ein Kan Mitzvah La'orev, you wouldn't be allowed to make an Erev Techumim over here. Kidei Lelech L'Sham Ulesamchum, you wouldn't be allowed to go there and participate in this Simcha because it's not a mitzvah. The Chofetz Chaim over there in the Bir Halacha there has a very long arichas, 2 pages over there, where he discusses woe is to us, the terrible problem in his day, and unfortunately by our day, certainly Allah has kama v'kama, the problem of mixed dancing at weddings and the terrible desecration of the din that is. He goes through some of the details of that and basically stresses the severity of this mixed dancing problem. However, he says, says that's nothing compared to what's written in the Eben Ezer in Simon Samach Beis. The Ein Nochol Nevarech B'chagon Zeh Shasimcha B'mona. He says you can't make the bracha Shasimcha B'mona that we make at a wedding if this mixed dancing is going on. Unless, he says, you would be allowed to go to these events in Lo Shebahalichaso Sham Yuchal Lemona Mizeh. If you're going, we'll prevent. Oh, the great rabbi is here, so we better not do these things. And therefore, there is a heter for a Rav to go to these weddings, because at least while the Rav is there, sometimes they won't have the mixed dancing. They'll wait till the Rav leaves, and then they'll have the mixed dancing. That's certainly not allowed, but at least the Rav's presence over there, if the Rav would say, I'm not going at all, they would start the mixed dancing much earlier. So, b'chagon zeh, the Chofetz Chaim says, b'vadei mitzvah le'elot shom. So then it is a mitzvah to make an Erev Techumim, even to go there, as long as your presence there will in some way maybe slow them down or prevent them from doing the mixed dancing. He says that's a mitzvah as well. And the Chaber continues, and he writes, likewise, you'd be allowed to go make an Erev Techumim o lahakbil pnei rabo, to do the mitzvah of seeing your Rebbe. Or even o chaveru sheba min haderech, even a friend who's coming back from the road. So the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel says, afilu einu chacham. This is true according to the first opinion that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Even if your friend's not a Talmud Chacham, to go and greet him, the choshev zeh mitzvah. That's also considered a mitzvah, kivin shebo min haderech, since he's coming from the road. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Das El Yerabba, the Bechaveiro Chacham, Mayri. We're only talking here about a Talmud Chacham friend. And then it's a mitzvah to greet him. But if it's not a Talmud Chacham friend, then it's not a mitzvah to greet him. And the Shaaret Zion Oz Tes discusses this in a little bit more detail, Ayin Shom. Then the Mechaber tells us that all of these things also v'chayotze ba'elu. He's not listing a complete, exhaustive list of all the things that you can make an Erev Techumim for v'chayotze mitzvah. He says anything like this. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkot and Dalet, kigon, shetzorech lotzeis lefakech al iske rabin. You have to go do something for the public good. So you'd be allowed to go and do that. O lelech is a brismila, or for going for a brismila, o lespal a minion, or because there's no minion in your town, but there's a minion in the next town. All of these things would be appropriate reasons to make an Erev Techumim. The issue footnote number 3 brings down that if you're the mashkiach, making sure that the milking of the cows on the Goyisha farm that he's milking are going to be Chol of Yisrael, so he says that's also a het to go and do something like that. Mitzvah is sparnis. It's a mitzvah to go make a parnasa, and this is a het to dik away for you to do so, so you'd be allowed to make an Erev Techumim. It's a mitzvah to go and make a parnasa. Very interesting idea. In Dirshu footnote number 4, he says that the psak din is that you would be allowed to go and make an Erev for making a minyan, and even if you're already there, but you need to make the Erev Techumim to get back to your house, that would be permissible as well, although it brings down that the Ma'ril doesn't think so, but we don't not paskin like this Ma'ril. Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes, "V'chein kishoyo chutz le'iro, if you're outside your city, v'rotz alovo lebeis l'spala b'shabbos yontif, and you want to get back into your city, so you can daven in your house, and in your shul, and for Shabbos yontif, that's also allowed. However, he says, Ochein lefidyon shvuyim, v'chachom habol liyaleid, for the mitzvah of doing pidyon shvuyim, or for a midwife coming to go and help with the birth, an obstetrician coming to help with the birth, v'habol hatzim lakusim, what to save yourselves from the goyim that are starting up, yotzim af below erev, then you'd be allowed to do all of these things, even if you didn't make an erev techumim, because that's bikoach nefashos. The issue, footnote number 5, deals with, what about a plague, ayin shom, in the issue, footnote number 5. Would a person be allowed to leave the city? Is that considered a mitzvah as well to make an Erev Techumim for? The Ramah adds over Hagah, another reason you can make an Erev Techumim, O Shirotze Lelech L'tayel B'yontev O Shabbos B'Fayidus. You want to take a shpatzir. You want to go take a nice little walk with your wife on Shabbos. So that is also perfectly permissible. That's a good reason to make an Erev Techumim. Sheesh Bo Simcha, because you can get great pleasure out of that, and Bozeh Mikrei Dvar Mitzvah. And that's also called a Dvar Mitzvah. He brings this down in the name of the Truma Sedeshin. The Chofetz Chaim, the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Hay brings down B'Fayidus Sheesh Bo Simcha Mihu. However, Poshut Demay B'Simcha Shlet, we're only talking about here that it's a nice walk that you're taking with your wife, let's say. Again, the Chofetz Chaim over here is very, very strong against when people go to places that are inappropriate. That's not called Simcha Shel Mitzvah. That's not called Onik Shabbos or Simchas Yontif. Nowadays, unfortunately, especially in large cities, he says, if you're making an Erev Techumim to get together for a social gathering that's an inappropriate social gathering that the boys and girls are going to be mixing in appropriately. That you're not allowed to make an Erev Techumim for. The Mikre Dvar Aveira, that's called the Dvar Aveira, and certainly Velo Dvar Mitzvah, not Dvar Mitzvah. And he says, he says, even before me, many, many great Gedolim have vociferously proclaimed against this. Somebody who's careful about his life, somebody who's careful about his Shmir Samitzis, wouldn't go there and shouldn't go there. That's what David HaMelech meant in the Kapitel of Tillim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us over here, don't visit those places. David HaMelech in Tillim is telling us that's a terrible thing to go in those places. The Mechaber continues and he writes, "Oh, mipnei hayiru. Another reason you'd be allowed to make an erev techumim is because of fear. Kigon shayirot zelivroch min ovdei kochavim or min alistim v'chayosiv zev. You're running away from goyim or from robbers or anything similar to that. Obviously, if it's pikuach nefashos, you could do that with anyway. But here, it's not necessarily pikuach nefashos, but you're allowed to make an erev techumim for this purpose. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Vav, shi'itzaru. They're just going to cause you difficulties. Shi'itzaru also, but they're not pikuach nefashos. Oh, or alternatively, yigvu mimenu mama. They're going to take your money. So it's not pikuach nefashos, but you're allowed to make an Erev Techumim to save your money. And again, if there's any doubt that this Pikuach Nefashos, Afalo Erev Mutal Avroch, of course you can go even without making an Erev Techumim. The issue footnote number 6 brings down, if they're going after you for money, he says that's also considered something that you can make an Erev Techumim for, because they're going after you for money. If they don't get the money that they want from you, let's say for taxes or something like that, they're going to throw you in jail, you're going to rot and die, so you're certainly allowed to. And he ultimately concludes, and he says, Hakol l'fiya inyan. You have to look at each case individually, the time that you're in, the place that you're in, to see if there's any nidud chashash sakona mutal l'chal Shabbos. In any of these situations, if there's any chance that it's pikuach nefashos, sakonas nefashos, then you're allowed to even be m'chal Shabbos. You certainly don't have to worry about that this is considered a mitzvah that you can make an erev techumim for. The Rama adds over here, and he says, V'oz mutalo leilech afilu dvar rishos. Once you have made an erev, and the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Zayin says that this statement of the Rama, koi al kol sif now, that goes on everything that we've said till now in the sif. Once you've made it for the tzorach mitzvah and you had a right to make this erev techumim, then even you made it for the wedding, but now you want to also use your erev techumim for something that is not a dvar mitzvah, that is perfectly permissible. Mutulo lalechas alpayim af ledvar rishus. Once the erev was kona, once the erev techumim worked for the dvar mitzvah, so then you can use it even for non mitzvah purposes. That's what the Rama is telling us, as explained here by the Mishnah Berurah. And finally, the Mechaber concludes Sif Aleph with Vim Erev Shaloliach Mikol Elu. No, you didn't follow these rules, and you made an Erev Techumim Ela Divri Rishus. You only made it for a non-halachically ideal permission. It still nevertheless works after the fact, and this din is brought down, as the Bera Gola says, by the Tur in the name of the Rambam. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Ein Ma'arvim Erev Techumim Ben HaShemashos. You're not allowed to make an Erev Techumim during the Ben HaShemashos. However, Vim Erev, if you did so, Eruvo Erev, you are Yotze, it is a good Erev Techumim. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Ches, De Eruv Chatzeros Mutu L'Chachila Ben HaShemashos. Technically, you could have made an Erev Chatzeros during the Ben HaShemashos, as we've learned, Ukeel B'Simen Reish Samachal Sif Aleph, and therefore, you might have thought you could make an Erev Techumim also L'Chachila there. The Erev Techumim Chomer Menu, but an Erev Techumim is stricter, the Eish Semech L'Erev Techumim Mikra, because it's based upon Torah Psukim. The issue footnote number 9 brings two additional reasons from the Rishonim as to why there's a difference between an Erev Chatzeros and an Erev Techumim. First one is from the Ritva. He says that the Erev Techumim is like a real kinyan as opposed to the Erev Chatzeros, which is not, and therefore we don't make a real kinyan during the Ben HaShemashos. And he brings a second reason from the Tosfos HaRosh, that the Erev Techumim is only to prevent you from making a significant tircha. So they didn't allow this during the Ben HaShemashos, but they only allowed it before the Ben HaShemashos. The issue footnote number 8 brings down that we've already discussed previously, Shiesh Omrim Sha'at L'Dvar Mitzvah also L'Arv Ben HaShemashos. You can't even do this L'Dvar Mitzvah. The Yesh Omrim Sha'isu Rak Me'ar L'Dvar Rishos. Others say, no, this is Usur over here, only if it's L'Dvar HaRishos. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes, however, if you did it, it works. Mishum de Issa Tchumim D'Rabbanan. Bottom line, it's a Din D'Rabbanan, and we can say Usveika L'Kula. One can rely upon this principle. The issue footnote number 10, 11, and 12 all discuss this in greater detail. Ayin Shom. Bottom line, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Mikol Mokom Sofek Hunach Erev Alo." If in fact you're not sure was the Erev there during the Ben HaShemashos, Gar means that that's worse. You don't have a Chazak over here, and we've already discussed this previously. Ukum Mevul Le'El B'Simin Tov Tes Seif Vav Ayin Shom. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud, the Erev is an Erev after the fact. V'Hayesh Cholkin the Sif Gimel, but we're going to see an opinion that says that's not true. In Sif Gimel, that there it's Sviluhu Gambazed the Apostle. They'll say over here as well, it's not good. Kimish Lo Yod Le'Erev Cheskes Kashu, since it doesn't have a Cheskes Kashu, so it's no good. And now we can see Sif Gimel, where the Mechaber writes, Omru lo, Shnayim, if a person tells two different people, say, go and make an Erev Tumim for us. One of them made the Erev before the Shkia, but the Echad, Erev Olav Ben HaShmashos. The other one only made the Erev during the Ben HaShmashos. So, Zesh Erev Olav Mibodyom, the one who made the Erev Tumim before the sunset, that Erev, unfortunately, was Nechal Eruv Ben HaShmashos. It was eaten during the Ben HaShmashos period of time. So it was there at the start of the Ben HaShmashos, but at some point during the Ben HaShmashos, it was eaten up. And the other person, Zesh Erev Olav Ben HaShmashos, the other one who made the Erev during the Ben HaShmashos, Nechal Eruv Mishachashko. That Erev was gone after dark, after it was already Tzetzei Kochavim. So the Mechaber Paskins in this situation, Shnehem Kanu Eruv. Both of them work. V'yesh Chokim. However, he brings down the opinion, the Baragol, that says this is the Rabbeinu Tam, and as well the opinion of the Rush, the Ramban, and the Rashba, that it is no good. V'yesh Chokim. Let's see inside what exactly is going on over here. So Mishnah Berurah says, in Sif Katan Yud Aleph, Din Zeh Niska Le'el B'Simin Shin Sadi Gimel Sif Gimel. This is already discussed over there in regards to Erev Chatzeros, El Dushal, my real Indian Erev Chatzeros. There it's talking about Erev Chatzeros. Pahacha Kamash Balon, and here the din is, the Afli Indian Erev Tuchumim, Gam Kein Din Hoch. He says the same din applies over here in regards to Erev Tuchumim. However, the Yesh Cholkim at the end of this sif tells us, Svirulhu, the Davko be Erev Chatzeros, He Kelu Bazeh. It's only over there in Shin Sadi Gimel that they were Makel. But the Yesh Cholkim says, Avo Lo be Erev Tuchumim. It doesn't work over here by Erev Tuchumim. And therefore, the Eno Kona Erev Elo Davko Rishon. Therefore, the only one that works over here is the first one who put it out there, because he put it out there before the Ben HaShmashos. It was there at the start of the Ben HaShmashos, and it's Chal. Mishum de Mukminon, because as I just said, we hold La Erev Achas Kose, we can rely upon the Erev that it was there. It was there beforehand, and it was there at the start of the period when it's chal, and therefore it's good. But the second one, Avolola Sheni, the one that was put out during the Ben HaShmashos, is no good. The Iniach Ben HaShmashos, the Ein Shayach Bozeh Chazoka, and there is no Chazoka that this is good. And he says, Ein the Bir Halacha, Shekasadu de Rov, Rishonim Svirlu, Kedeazu. He says that the majority of the Rishonim, in fact, told like this, Yesh Cholkim, and he brings down in the Bir Halacha Dibra Masko, Yesh Cholkim, the Chofetz Chaim says that Lani is Dati Tzorach Iyun Godol as to why the Mechaber Paskind over here, like the first opinion, because he calls the second opinion Yesh Cholkim, which implies that he passes like the first opinion, and he brings down that there are nine Rishonim over here that hold like the second opinion, the Yesh Cholkim, Ayin Shom, in this long Bir Halacha, and the Mishnah Berurah seems to indicate that he doesn't Paskin over here like the Mechaber. One should be choshesh for the Yesh Cholkin. In Sifkot Yud Beis, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Shneim Kanu Erev, they'll call Echad Naktin Lohokel. Each of them can be relied upon, Bishum Dahabu Milsu the Rabbanon, because it's a Din the Rabbanon. The issue footnote number 13 brings down that this is if they come and ask their questions, so to say, at a separate time. Was this Erev good? Is this Erev good? But if they come together, it might not be the case. Ayin and Dirshu footnote number 13 for this discussion. And finally, the Mishnah Berurah tells us this was also much more detailed discussed back there by Erev Chatzeros, Ayin Le'el, B'Simin Shin Sadigim, and Sif Kimu, Mishnah Berurah, and the Bir Halacha, the Mashik Asad Nusham, regarding all of these halachos. Sif Dalet. Kishaminiach Eruve Tuchumim, Mavarach HaMitzvah Erev. When you make the Erev Tuchumim, you make a bracha. Asher Kishan Mitzvah Tzivano, Al Mitzvah Erev. And the Omer, and you further say, after that, Bezeh Erev, with this Erev Tuchumim, Yehi Mutu Li Lelech Mimokum Ploni, to go from the place that I'm at, you specify the place that you're at, Apayim Amal Chol Ruach, that I be able to use this as my new focal point, my Mokum Shvisa, and go 2,000 Amas in every direction. And if you're doing it for the Rabbim and Ma'ari L'Rabbim, you say, Yehei Omer, Yehei Mutu L'Ploni V'L'Ploni. This is good not only for me, this is good for so-and-so or all the people in this town, all of Nei Mokum Ploni or the people in this place, etc. As long as the Erev was set up properly, two sudos for everybody, so then you can say this Nusach and it works for everybody. Each one doesn't have to say their own Nusach. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Gimel brings down, Afogav She'im Lo Yirtze Leileh Chutz La'Payim En Soruch Erev. If you didn't want to do this, you didn't have to do this, so how can you say it's a mitzvah? Nevertheless, because Malkum Shaykh Lamar Vitzivan, you're allowed to live Vitzivanu, Shalom Leilach Bli Erev, because you're not allowed to go without an Erev. And the issue footnote number 15 explains this in more detail, Ayin Sham. And this is similar to Kenyan Shchita, Shemorach Leil, Afogav She'en Mokhoiv Lecho Basu. The same thing, you make a bracha on Shchita, even though you don't have to eat meat, but when you do eat meat, you have to make a bracha. Sifkot Yudala, the Mishmur says that you make the Girsa Amitzas Erev, Vim Lo Berech, Enum Akiv. If you didn't make the bracha, it still works. The issue footnote number 16 has a whole discussion. If you're making both an Erev Tuchumim and an Erev Chatzeros together, what's the Nusach? Amitzus Eruvim, some say. Brings on Chayyodim that says you have to specify for each one Amitzus Erev Chatzeros, Erev Tashilin, or Amitzus Erev Tashilin, Erev Tuchumim. Ayin Sham. And the issue footnote number 16. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Tezvav, Im Lo Amar Lo the Erev. If you didn't say it, that this should be the Erev, it doesn't work. However, if you just said, Mi Umar Mi Yeheza Erev, it does work. Even if you didn't say the full Nusach over here, it's Mahani B'Di'evit. And this is if you made the Erev with pas, avol an Erev baraglov, bechavon l'chut saki sholok shom. It's enough to just go there. Sivkan Tezayin, the Levush says that the Girsu should be leilich l'mochar. And it's for the whole year, you say, L'chol Shabbos HaShana. Sifkot Yud Zayin says you should say the name of the place that you're at. With this, we conclude this siman and today's shir.